So Helen, if you do recognize yourself in a pattern that perhaps you would like to get rid of, and you recognize it, you've named it, you've thought about the feelings that you have with this pattern, how then do you move past the pattern? Because I have recognized a pattern, I've recognized my feelings in the pattern, and part of the teaching is that when you know something is not serving you, then you essentially have to move out of it. Where is the moving? Where? How do you, I mean...
By doing something different. So that could mean, say you're struggling with anger. That could mean that in anger, you make a decision, I'm going to show up differently in anger. So even if you have a full body anger experience, you don't let yourself yell or hit or whatever you're accustomed to doing, and or make the snide remark or say the negative thing or justify or argue. You pick, because of the way the brain works in human form, it has patterns of memory. And then you get the whole emotional cocktail going that it's accustomed to. So to actually change that, you actually have to show up differently in it. It's most unpleasant. And it takes a lot of practice. And then finally, your brain says, whoa, that cocktail's not working, let's change. And then suddenly you could have anger and not be charged at all. You could just say, let's work on forgiveness because I feel some anger. It's like, really? Where? Right? Because it just... You just no longer have the chemical cocktail of that pattern. So this is the game. How do you change patterns here? What if that is our life purpose, is to keep evolving through patterns? And you'll notice our whole history is designed around that. Women who changed the pattern so that they could vote. Things that we're struggling with all over the world, changing the patterns of treating all people with respect. As within, so without. We change the patterns within ourselves. We are blessing the entire planet. We just live in a culture and a space where we're safe enough to do it at this level of consciousness, where other people are doing it in fighting, in physical survival mode, right? But it's always about changing patterns. That's what evolution is. The first step is the consciousness, and then you use the gift that we have as humans, imagination. And so you project yourself being triggered or in a circumstance that would normally have you feel that way. And this time in your mind, you play acting and blame it differently. And you do it often enough so that when it does happen, you can do what you've imagined. Does that make sense? So the expression, fake it till you make it, is exactly that. And we all learn that way, all of us. You've never been at a new job where you felt intelligent, but you don't go around all day saying, God, I feel so stupid. I don't know anything. Right? You don't. You just stand like you look confident. When you don't feel confident at all, how could you? You've never been there. Right? The one I like to use for teaching is teaching my boys to shake hands. Kids do not want to touch strangers, ever. They just don't. Unless it's wrestling in, you know, dirt. But other than that, and you ever notice on a playground, boys will make friends. They're dirty, they're messy, they'll touch there, but they'll never ask names. And girls will always know other people's names. It's really fascinating. So you teach them to shake hands, and you're like, oh, no, you don't have to like it. Just stick your hand out there and act like it. Forgiveness, one of the greatest stories from somebody out of the Holocaust. You know, they met a captor, and they, one of the guards, and they were praying really hard, please let me just be in forgiveness. And so what did they do? They wanted to curse. They wanted to hate. They wanted to walk away. They wanted to run. They wanted to hide. And instead, they made themselves stand there, and they put their hand out, and they were flooded with forgiveness. You have to show up in the discomfort and do something differently. And eventually, you resolve that pattern. It can no longer exist for you. So the fastest way is through your imagination. You can even go back in time and replay a situation, a circumstance, and your role in it, and change how you were in that then. And your mind doesn't know, your imagination doesn't know past, present, or future, and that will change a lot. So when I screw up in my definition of who I want to be in the world, when I apologize, I don't just say, hey, I'm really sorry. I say, hey, when this happened, I wish instead I would have. And I explain, not in too many words, because I live with men, they don't like a lot of words. I say just what, you know, instead of perceiving that you meant this, I really would have preferred that I got that, that you would never mean that, and that what you were really saying to me was. Or something like, instead of saying, hey, I'm sorry I wasn't listening, I would say, wow, I really preferred that I would have put down what I was doing and focused on you so you had my full attention. So what am I doing? Am I doing it for them? They don't care. I'm doing it for me. I'm teaching myself how to do it differently all the time. Does that make sense? So you would start with consciousness. Great job, you're already there. And then the next thing is the question. And if you can't figure it out, you ask somebody or two or more gathered. Right. So here's some language to help you. If you're asking a friend or somebody, you say, hey, I have this experience and I feel bad when I feel and think this. What would the opposite be? And let them brainstorm for it with you. Usually if you can jump all the way to the opposite, that's, you know, you're just flipping it. So instead of seeking forgiveness, you would really be seeking compassion. Forgiveness means something was wrong and you gotta let it go, right? Compassion means, eh, that really did happen. Didn't like it at the time, but that's over.
What helped me was writing letters. Writing letters to different people or different situations or just me, and then burning it. And I did it so many times.
That's clearing is what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is write the letters of what you'd prefer to be in the situation. Right? Clearing's great, but if you don't start doing the building, yeah, you don't make a lot of progress. That's why there's so many people in the metaphysical community who aren't living it. They're not living the abundance and the happiness that they could be because they're busy clearing. If you keep intending to clear, guess what you get more of?
More problems.
Stuff to clear.
Yep. Yeah. So at some point you do that work. That's why I was saying it's tricky on this path, because you have to keep evolving your skill set as you evolve your consciousness. But if you don't change that skill set, then you're actually co-creating where you stay. And you don't want to do that. So exactly what you did, you ask questions, you get new ideas, and then you show up differently in it. Which is non-resistance and complete acceptance. Right? It's funny how the more you poke at it, it all comes back to the same thing. All right, any other thoughts, comments?
Can I give you an example of how I've changed?
Mm-hmm.
When I first met you, you happened to make a comment that someone cut you off on the road, and your comment was, you hope no one would be hurt by this person who was driving so crazy. And I just marveled at that, because my first reaction would be, you know, something I wouldn't want to say here and be recorded.
And I still do that when I see people driving crazy,
mm-hmm.
flying down the freeway or something. I bubble them with light and intend they don't hurt anybody or themselves.
And so it made me start thinking about how I view traffic, and I would drive with anger. People would cut me off, or people would do something, and I just, you know, I'd have judgment about it and just be angry about it. And I started catching myself doing that and saying, well, is that really how you want to feel about that? And
yeah, because it doesn't change it. They still do it.
Really, and so it's a process of catching yourself doing it and thinking of it a different way, or perhaps looking at it different. One of the tricks I did was thinking of it as a video game. It's not a person behind that car doing that. It's just a game throwing you something different to react to. It's hard to get mad at that. And you can tell when you've made a lot of progress when you almost get T-boned and your first reaction is, oh, thank goodness, instead of you, blank, blank.
And who benefits? Only your own chemistry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't age as fast. You don't create disease in your body. You feel and look better. Today I was seeing if I could expand my consciousness on driving, because the time I was coming today, it's a lot of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, okay, so what's something new you haven't thought of? Look at all these cars. It's like a sea of cars. And I just went into, all of these people are with me in the same reality at the same moment. Like, what? How are we all connected? So I don't know. To me, I'm always pushing it. Like, what could I think now? What could I play with now? And so, yeah, I just blessed all of us. I was like, wow, for some reason, we all have schedules that would put us all at the same time in this moment. What a trip.
I want to share something, too. You know, you said do the opposite, but sometimes, like, the opposite might not be, like, there's fight and flight that are opposite. But sometimes there's a third way, and I guess that's where the imagination comes in, or...
Which always, the best way is the middle way.
Like if you think about Gandhi.
But I wouldn't think of flight as the opposite of fight.
Well.
I mean, that's a fight or flight response.
Right, but oftentimes if you try to do the opposite, like you might repress something. So
it would define how, it would depend on how you define the opposite.
Right, but I'm just saying sometimes instead of thinking so extreme, to try to find a third way. Like people who are big peacemakers, like Gandhi, Jesus Christ, and something, they often did something just very, very different, out of the box, you know, just, and there was a lot of work behind it, but they prepared themselves so that when something, you know, they were able to do something very powerful.
And I would say they did the opposite. They rejected victim consciousness and chose to be empowered in the in the most difficult way.
I guess I'm not explaining it well, but
I would say define your opposite, because there could be many opposites.
Right.
Define your opposite in a way that brings you into the best experience of you. Right. So it would be different in each circumstance, the opposite that you're looking for. Does that make better sense? Because, you know, it's such a weird thing being human. There's not one set opposite of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oftentimes anger is a message of boundaries, but a lot of times anger is an expression of fear. Right. So you have to really delve in. Right? But it's a good way to ask yourself, hey, if I don't want to feel this, what would the opposite feeling place that I want? Right? Not the opposite necessarily of the whatever, but the opposite, I feel bad, I want to feel good. That kind of opposite. That's a low frequency, that doesn't pay off. What's a high frequency? What would benefit me? Does that feel a little better?